And I don't think we're going to get to Jeremy Bentham today, which is a shame. But he's with us, whether we read his words or not. He is through every insight that we're going to get to this morning. Another thing we have not seen the left. Be brave enough to acknowledge or take on, or at least, I mean, to discuss, you know, I mean, it's that, the fact that something so minor, seemingly minor, is so suppressed should be proof enough that we live in a totalitarian system. So we believe the key propaganda because power has a propaganda machine that can churn out propaganda endlessly. Power is constantly, continuously manipulating us, which they can only do effectively if they know what influences us. And we'll get into this in depth when we discuss Bentham, probably next week, who made all this his particular business, this business of controlling our behavior by controlling what we think. And the primary things, in terms of those things that power focuses on influencing, three aspects of the thoughts that influence behavior, they fall into these three aspects. These are the three aspects. The most important ones, I should say. There's probably infinite ways to cut it. So the primary things being underclass, particularly once class is established, which it has been for thousands of years. It's important to say, certainly in the times of Jesus of Nazareth, it was well established. And you will be able to see that, hear that, when we quote from some biblical text of language, words, speeches attributed to him in a minute. So these three major groups of ideological influence that power focuses on are, and there's a lot of overlap, because they all must tap into our hearts. So one group would be authoritarian / familial, paternalistic, patriotic ideology, and all the ideologies of rule fall into that category. And then there's the scientific, intellectual, academic category, ideology, higher learning ideology, which is a big one for manipulating popular opinion today, and religious ideology, likewise. In fact, all three have been key, critical areas that power has focused on. They may, in fact, be comprehensive. I struggled with trying to think of anything that couldn't fall in one of those three groups. And I want to illustrate what I mean by how power manipulates us by knowing what influences us and then inserting a story or inserting the propaganda within those ideological areas, frames, within those ideological frames. So let me give some background. The word beat I posted with this show on Egypt from 2 years ago, it sent me on a thought jaunt, a ramble, a rove, down courses of thoughts that opened wider when I heard the interview that I discuss on this page. But it was an interview with a man who used as a metaphor an actual historical occurrence from ancient Egypt in which it has been speculated that the origin of rule in some respects could in a sense be traced back to the elevation of a few within a clan to the status of priest. And I also referred to this in Waking Up. And that this priestly, that priests became a caste, which then creates a caste system, because once you have separated out a few as possessing greater knowledge, that immediately creates hierarchy.